How much should I weigh? What should my body fat percentage be? What should my measurements be? And they're quite controversial topics. People are consumed by them, some people. I've got to have a low body fat percentage. It's really important that I weigh 58 kilos or 97 kilos. I need to have 16-inch arms. I need to have a 32-inch waist. And we get quite consumed with measurements. But what does all of that mean? If I look in the mirror and I love what I see in a full-length mirror with all the lights on, if I slide into my clothes and every article of clothing I put on or every article of clothing that I have in my wardrobe, when I put it on, it makes me feel and look amazing. If I'm full of energy and enthusiasm and excitement for my day and I love my life, I love how I look naked and I'm performing at my top level, what difference does it make what body fat percentage I am, what weight I am, or how many inches or centimeters my waist or my arms are? And of course, if that's important to you, because some people are really, really all consumed by, I need to be a certain weight or I need to be a certain size or I need to have a certain waist measurement or arm measurement. And I get that. Everybody has the right to have important things that you want to be measured. However, as fitness professionals, perhaps we ask our clients what's important to them. And the next part of that is, what are the things that make people feel good versus makes them feel uncomfortable or awkward or could change the way they feel really rapidly? So, for example, if you look in a full-length mirror and you love what you see and you don't have any squidgy bits or you're happy with the squidgy bits that you've got and you're full of energy and full of enthusiasm and excitement, but somebody's told you that you should weigh 60 kilos and you stand on the scale and you weigh 65 kilos, then you could go from feeling really awesome to really crappy in a really short period of time. If you stand in front of a full-length mirror and you're really happy with the squidgy bits that you've got or that you haven't got, you're happy with the shape of your body, you look and feel amazing, and then somebody measures your body fat percentage and says you're 30% body fat and you should be 25, you could go from feeling really awesome about yourself to really crappy in a really short period of time. So what does it mean? It means different things to different people, we could assume. So what's important to you about what my body fat percentage is or what my weight is or what my measurements are might be completely different to somebody else. So why don't we ask? When we sit down with somebody for the first time and we're setting goals, what do you want to achieve? Somebody might say to you, I want a certain percent body fat. Let's find out why. Rather than somebody says, I want to be 10% body fat, let's find out why. Let's find out what that looks like to them. Let's find out what that feels like to them. When they look in the mirror and they feel that they're 10% body fat, what will that actually look like? Because often somebody will love what they see in the mirror. They go and get their body fat percentage tested and they're 2 or 3% above what they want to be. And now, as I shared, they feel really crappy. We haven't taken into account that a body fat measurement is often, more often than not, very inaccurate. Unless somebody's taking your body fat percentage at exactly the same time of the week, at exactly the same day, and the exact same person's doing it, even then it's very unlikely to be accurate. And we can take somebody from feeling really good about themselves to feeling really yucky in a really short period of time. What if we didn't have body fat percentage measurements? What if we didn't have scales? What if the only measurement was how do you look in the mirror and how do you feel? Or what about this? Pick an article of clothing that you really feel fantastic wearing. Try it on once a week in the privacy of your own bedroom and describe how that feels. You're in an article of clothing that you love wearing. Are you fitting into it? Does it make you feel good? Are you sliding that article of clothing on, or are you squishing into it? And that's something that can be done in somebody's own bedroom rather than the awkwardness of pinching fat or lifting clothes up or standing on a scale. And how many times have you seen somebody, and it could have been you, where you felt really good and you've looked at the scale and went, I don't feel good anymore because I'm too heavy. But that could be water, it could be great strong muscles because they weigh much heavier, but we need them to burn fat. Because often weight doesn't take into account that it's fat. It's not fat weight. It could be muscle weight, could be water weight. Why do we spend so much time on numbers when it should be about feeling? And it might not be for you. You might get really excited about the numbers. But if you want people to feel good about themselves, let's go with the feeling. How do you feel? And the flip side of that is, I feel really crappy and I'm chubby and I don't fit into my clothes. And then you stand on the scales and you're 2 kilos less than last time. So what? You weigh 2 kilos less, but you feel chubby and you feel fat and you don't like what's going on inside your head. Somebody measures your body fat and you don't fit into your clothes and you don't like what you see in the mirror, but they tell you, oh, fantastic, you're the right body fat percentage. How about we focus on getting people to feel fantastic, have a stack of energy and love what they see in the mirror. And then what we weigh and how much body fat we have and what our measurements are would then be irrelevant. Because then we could live our lives without having to stand on a scale or pull out a fat pincher or pull out a tape measure. We could live our lives without having to worry about measurements. We could just feel fantastic every day rather than just the day that our fitness instructor says you're 10% body fat. Something to consider.